Proclamation number 2231, dated the February 8, 1942. The spirit of lies and its instruments. The spirit of lies rules the world, and anyone who desires the world and its goods is enslaved by this spirit of lies. For only there can he assert himself, only there will homage be paid to him by being listened to and affirmed. In contrast, the spirit of truth will only find admission among people who try to detach themselves from the world and its goods, who have no desire for them whatsoever but turn themselves and their thoughts towards divine things, who consider their actual purpose and affirm a spiritual life. That is where the lying spirit is denied access. For God himself will grant his protection to these people, and he wrests them from the one who brings lies into the world. People who hold on to the world thereby profess their affiliation to the one to whom the world is his power, for they desire that which is still his share, unredeemed matter, which still shelters much of the evil spirit within itself. And since he wants to win the world entirely for himself, he uses every opportunity to increase people's greed for matter. Hence he presents himself in a desirable way. He uses lies to do so, for the truth would enlighten people and make them lose the longing for earthly possessions. And thus he aims to intersperse every truth with error. He tries to lead people into erroneous thinking. He seeks to obscure their spirit, that is, to entangle it in earthly passions and cravings, so that the spirit within themselves is surrounded by the most dense layers and unable to offer the soul the slightest clarification. And he aims to pull down everything divine, stifle everything noble, obscure the truth, eradicate love, spread hatred and strife, and gradually shape people such that they become like him. That they will adopt all those qualities which characterize evil. The love for truth dwells only in very few people, and they despise the world. However, their goal is God, who is the truth, and they seek to obtain spiritual values which last for eternity. And thus they lift themselves above the world, and the prince of lies has no more influence on them. And yet he wants to oppress them, and to this end uses those who, on the surface, also strive for the truth, that is, who appear to look for truth but inwardly are devoted to the price of lies, who love themselves and their life and try to make it as comfortable as possible, who live in the midst of the world and yet try to deny their connection with it, who, without the inner urge to renounce the world, pretend to live a life of self-denial before the eyes of their fellow human beings and thus are fond of lies. These are used by the opponent as his instruments, by letting them speak under the cover of truth, as the prince of lies wants. And thus lies are mixed with truth, and humanity accepts everything that is presented as truth and yet is the greatest untruth, for it cannot recognize it because it doesn't desire the truth, and since the lie corresponds to their desire more, it is accepted without hesitation. Yet the spirit of truth will establish itself as soon as people willingly separate themselves from matter, as soon as they desire spiritual wealth and strive towards God. And he will defeat the spirit of lies, for anyone who recognizes the truth will stand up for it and try to spread it, and the lie will be displaced, and with it the one who came into the world through the lie will be overcome. Amen.